Two state lawmakers have launched the Arizona Future Caucus, which is a part of the National Millennial Action Project. The group will be made up of legislators age 40 and under, and I'm joined by Arizona's co-chairs, Representatives T.J. Shope, a Republican from Coolidge, and Mark Cardenas, a Phoenix Democrat. And Representative Shope, let me start with you. What is the impetus behind the Arizona Future Caucus?
Well, I think for myself, the impetus actually probably got started 6 years ago and when I began my first session, and I think Representative Cardenas would probably agree with that. You know, we were the two youngest members of the legislature at the time. I was 27, he was 26, and we began hanging out together, and I think that there was a kind of an iteration of a good times or fun times caucus at the time that we both participated in. I think the idea was, look, we can go ahead and dispute things on the floor, but the two of us, as long as we're here, we're going to be friends. You know, what came out of that was, wow, we actually do have a lot of things in common, and maybe we ought to talk to each other more. So I think that when the opportunity was brought along from this group out of D.C. that had started this project in Congress, I jumped on it right away and reached out to Mark and said, hey, let's jump on board. And Arizona's the 25th state legislature to jump on board with this Millennial Action Project.
Representative Cardenas, let me ask you, I mean, Representative Shope said you guys have a lot in common. Do you have a lot politically in common or just sort of in life in common that maybe you're able to apply to some of your work at the Capitol?
I really think it depends on the issue. We're more middle of the road. We're pragmatic people. We try to do our best to represent the various needs of our district. And sometimes the needs of our district don't always align with our party. And we realized that our first year, and we decided that even if we're going to vote, you know, on the opposite sides of a situation, that comes from a place of respect. It comes from a place of understanding that I don't represent rural Arizona, and Mr. Shope doesn't represent an urban area such as Phoenix. And so it's that respect and understanding that we've had from day one. And in all honesty, you know, TJ and I aren't going to be at the legislature forever, and so I hope that this, the caucus that we've started, leads to more cooperation understanding amongst the current batch of freshmen.
Is there a hope maybe that you guys can teach your colleagues how to disagree without being disagreeable, as the old saying goes?
Well, I would hope so. I think that if people watch Mark and I, whether it's on the floor or interacting with each other in the members' lounge, I think one of the constant themes is laughter. And we try to, you know, I always feel like, look, we have plenty of time to throw spears at each other, verbal spears on the floor and things like that, or in committees. But when we're not having to be on, per se, let's go ahead and just have a good time. And I think it can be infectious.
Well, let me ask you, Mr. Cardenas, about the timing of this, because as you said, neither one of you is going to be in the legislature forever. And this year's session, by all accounts, is sort of starting to wind down, if not actually winding down. So I'm wondering what you think you might be able to achieve this year if you're looking at this as sort of a short-term kind of thing, a long-term kind of thing. Are there other members at the legislature who have signed on to sort of carry this on when either or both of you are no longer down there?
When I had mentioned that none of us are going to be here forever, one, in the world of term limits, we have to move on. And that's a good thing. It's always great to get new people and new ideas into the legislature. But at the same time, last night we did have our launch and there was other lawmakers there. And we had chatted with them about, you know, the excitement that we felt about launching the Arizona Future Caucus. And at the same time, there's a lot of colleagues that, newer colleagues that are looking to reach across the aisle, are looking to develop those relationships. And it has been great to see that switch from let me see how many times I can bash the Republicans or bash the Democrats, and let's see how many times we can work together.
I would echo that, and I would go on and say that, look, Mr. Cardenas has already decided he's running for state treasurer. So what was great about it last night is that we had other members who are millennials, who are in the under 40 crowd, that showed up and were genuinely excited to participate. Even though I'm running for re-election, I may not be back after November, and I fully recognize that. And to be honest, some of the best praise and thanks that we got last night was not from folks that were our age, because we were just doing what we do, but they were from some of our colleagues who may be on the other side of 40.
And let me ask you about that, because I think the stereotype of members of the legislature is that they are on the other side of 40, not your side of 40, for the two of you. And I'm wondering about whether you think maybe you can be an example to show, you know, some of the I don't want to call them older members of the legislature, but older than you members of the legislature, the two of you, that, you know, even if you don't necessarily agree on policy, maybe you have polar opposite views on politics and policy and particular issues, that maybe there is some small room for common ground. And even if you really disagree, it doesn't have to be what we so often think of politics now, which is name calling and yelling at each other and going on cable news and calling each other bad words.
Let me answer that by maybe bringing up a couple of issues. And Mark and I discussed a couple of these last night, things that we can be helpful with. I think back to my first and second session, even though I was a young guy, because I live in a rural area, I didn't know what Uber or Lyft or rideshare was, right? Mark did, and he was able to help me, and then it was pretty easy for me to download the app and go on. But then it became kind of incumbent on us to teach our colleagues what, you know, what this technology is, because if you're going to regulate something or if you're going to promote something, it probably ought to know how to use it or what it even is. Or we go into this year's digital goods conversation, where some of my colleagues on the other side maybe don't, of 40, don't know that the difference between maybe downloading the Apple subscription to listen to streaming music versus downloading a song or a movie or a book, you know, and how, what are the differences in the taxation of those. And those are all conversations I think that we've been able to prove our mettle in as far as knowing what these items are. And I made the comment last night that as far as folks our age in our low 30s and then upwards of under 40, these are already folks that are working our agencies, you know, ADOT, corrections, teachers, things like that. So it makes sense to have some of their views represented at the Capitol as well.
Representative T.J. Shope is a Republican from Coolidge. Representative Mark Cardenas is a Democrat from Phoenix. Together, they are the co-chairs of the newly formed Arizona Future Caucus. Guys, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.